Salier, number 19, Lewis Capaldi with Strangers.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 27, Johannesburg 25, Emalahleni in Polokwane 26, Rustenburg 28 degrees. A funeral service for anti-apartheid activists and PAC leader Motsoepe is being held in Rosebank, Johannesburg today. President Cyril Ramaphosa accorded him a special provincial funeral. Peku, who passed away at 93, served in Parliament for a decade and represented the PAC at the United Nations. Now, with the elections just 24 days away, former ANC President Thabo Mbeki says the ruling party needs to keep its promises if it wants to continue governing South Africa. Mbeki defended his decision to campaign for the ANC despite his loud criticism against the party. He embarked on a door-to-door campaign ahead of the elections on the 29th of May in Choshanguve yesterday.
Whatever weaknesses the ANC has, we must correct those. But the focus has to be, it must be, that we serve the people of South Africa. We must continue to serve the people of South Africa, and therefore whatever is wrong in the ANC, we must correct it.
In other news, city power teams have commenced rehabilitation work today after receiving clearance from both the Johannesburg Roads Agency and Johannesburg Emergency Services. Spokesperson Isaac Mangena says the initial focus is on clearing rubble and assessing the extent of damage to the electricity infrastructure following an underground fire along the M1. The blaze broke out on Wednesday.
Further assessments will be carried out, including gas level inspections, which meanwhile the team from the Johannesburg Emergency Services has also embarked on a process of clearing the residual smoke and other gas toxins underneath the tunnels and providing clean air ventilation to allow our teams to basically commence with their work.
A German man faces charges of trafficking and fraud after he was arrested, along with two women at Tambo International Airport. The 56-year-old appeared in the Kempton Park Magistrate Court yesterday and is expected back in court for a bail hearing on the 10th of May. It's alleged he attempted to take the woman to Croatia. Here's Hawks spokesperson Palanin Kwalase.
He facilitated their travel to South Africa, where they met and reportedly provided them with fraudulent Italian passports for their travel from South Africa to Croatia. In light of these developments, other role players were activated to ensure that the victims were transferred from prison to a place of safety.
Moving further afield, Kenya is on high alert for a cyclone. About 400 people have lost their lives in East Africa in recent weeks as torrential rains triggered flooding and landslides. Kenyan President William Ruto has described the weather outlook as dire and postponed the reopening of schools indefinitely. And finally, Italy's health ministry has banned the popular wellness trend of puppy yoga. This amid concerns that the puppies used in the practice could be exploited and mistreated. Typically, sessions involve puppies roaming around a yoga class and sometimes being incorporated in poses. I'm Chanel September. That's it from the news desk for today. For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news.
Jackaranda FM plays more.
But bad habits lead to late nights and then alone.
Music.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Number 20.
Sal jy omgee as ek jou vir eendag myne noem? En sal jy saam speel, jouself dan meer versoen? En op hy dag sal ons die mooiste draaiboek skryf. Dan is jy oral soos water waarin ek drijf. En sal